We now have the great thrill of talking about an event that really is so we look forward to every single solitary year. The 2018 Woodstock Film Festival is upon us. They'll showcase 9 world premieres, 4 North American premieres, 1 U.S. premiere, 12 East Coast premieres, and 8 New York premieres. It all happens beginning October 10th through the 14th. The iconic Woodstock Film Festival was created in the year 2000. Since then, it has become one of the foremost regional independent film festivals, establishing itself as a groundbreaking festival that offers a unique platform for filmmakers around the globe. The Woodstock Film Festival has been named among, and this is cool, the top 50 film festivals worldwide in the entire world. Woodstock Film Festival co-founder and executive director Myra Blaustein joins us this morning for a preview. Myra, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. You know, you started your festival in 2000. We started our show in 2000, so I think you've been on every year.
Yes, I remember it well, even the one that was in 2001,
because right.
That was a hard one.
That was a hard one. But here we are, and so this thing has just taken on a life of its own. It's one of the best in the entire world, and that just has to make you feel very good, I would think. Or at least proud.
Proud, yes. I'm. But you know, it takes a village. So I'm proud and thankful to everyone who helps to make it happen year after year. It's never an easy task. We never take any of it for granted. So thank here to all the volunteers and staffers and supporters and community members and filmmakers for helping shepherd us through all these years.
So, how do you look at this year's festival? How would you portray the festival that you're about to put on?
A good one. It's this year festival, which is not that different, honestly, from other years, is a reflection of our times. So we have filmmakers and industry members who are coming from literally all corners of the world. But in some ways, they share similar ideologies and similar thought process. And as they bring to us different stories that they tell coming from as far away as the Faroe Islands and the Netherlands and Israel and Denmark and Los Angeles and San Luis and the Hudson Valley, there are so many of them talk about what we care about, whether it's women's rights. We have 2 films that are so much about women's rights. One of it is called Ask for Jane, which is based on a true events, and it's a story that happened between the end of the 60s into the mid 70s in Chicago, where a group of women took it upon, and that was before Roe versus Wade, and they took it upon themselves to help nearly 11,000 women get safe, albeit still at those times, illegal abortions. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. And the women would just call and ask for Jane. And it was all kind of Janes. It was, I was Jane and you were Jane and all type of women were Jane. It's a wonderful story. And there's another film called Killian Dew that comes out of Canada, but it tells the story of, and it's based on a play, and it tells the story of a young woman taken, basically kidnapped by this small religious cult living on an island, and they were trying to force her to bring a child that she wanted to abort. And how that turns out, I will let the viewer find out for themselves. But, you know, there's stories like that. There's stories about, there's a documentary called Netizens about women's plight. This is an internet abuse that led to the near destruction of the lives and careers of 3 amazing women and how they rose to fight against it and by doing so lead a movement. It's really great story, and it's a documentary. So there are a lot of those. I mean, it's all sounds very women-centric, and there are a lot of films about women issues by women filmmakers, but there's everything as well, of course. So I find the festival to be an eclectic array of storytelling, and whether it's hard-hitting issues or fun and or funny human life stories, and you know, wonderful filmmakers who are coming from near and far. So It's a great.
It's the 19th annual Woodstock Film Festival. It happens in Woodstock, Kingston, Rhinebeck, Rosendale, and Saugerties the 10th through the 14th. So it is a bonus, and you can find out more information by going to woodstockfilmfestival.org. Let's talk a little bit about the star power coming. You've got some incredible events and honorees.
Well, I'm very excited to have Julie Taymor coming. We're honoring her with an Honorary Maverick Award. Julie made... she created The Lion King. She directed the film Frida. She directed Across the Universe, which we are showing, and she will give a Q&A, in-depth Q&A after that. She's also an opera director. She's a woman of many amazing talents, and she's coming up, and I'm really thrilled. We're showing Across the Universe. She's also doing a chat with Julian, and she'll be at the award ceremony. I'm excited, kind of stoked by Christopher Lloyd, who is making his way to Woodstock this festival. The very last film of the festival, called Rerun, is starring Christopher Lloyd, and he has not seen it. It's the film's world premiere. So he's coming, and he will give Q&A afterwards. It's a great, great film. It's a story of can you go back to your past and change it and make it better? And that's basically what Christopher Lloyd does or attempts to do through a time portal. So it's a fantasy. It's wonderful. And he's going to be here. Steve Buscemi, who you know is Crazy Eyes, and like you know, one of the most amazing. Do you remember him?
That's what we know. Crazy Eyes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a great, great actor who's also directed a number of films, and he produced this great documentary called "Dreaming of a Better World." And he and his wife Jo Enders, both of them are the producers, are going to be there along with the director, and. He's going to conduct the Q&A with the director, and it's all about a pioneer organic farmer, and it's talking about the origins of organic farming and also where it's going into the future. So it's really informative and beautifully done.
There's some amazing performances and some amazing panels and talks as well.
Yes, Michael Franti is going to perform. I'm particularly happy about that because we're showing his film called, I'm blanking on the title.
Which is it Stay Human?
Yes, it is Stay Human. Yeah. I better try to stay human myself and
That's
not forget
right.
titles. Anyway, I saw the film and it's really wonderful. When I saw it, I just wanted him to adopt me. So he's coming and he's going to perform after the film. And we also kicking off the festival with Carl Berger, who is a pioneer improvisational jazz musician. And this is a North American premiere of the film. And there's going to be a full-blown live performance after the film is shown. It's going to happen Wednesday night. But when it comes to panels, you know, there's so many. Another honoree at the festival is Matthew Heineman. He's an Academy Award nominated director. He did Cartelland and City of Ghosts. His new film, which is called The Private War, an amazing film that's closing this festival, is showing here on Sunday, October 14. And before that, we are doing a talk with him along with Roger Ross Williams, who's an Academy Award winning documentary filmmaker. And that is one of the panels I'm looking for the most because I think these are two really amazing human beings and filmmakers. And to hear intimate conversation between the two of them is going to be a real treat. This is just one of the special talks at the festival. There's eight of them, and actually eight and a half. and that is to say because we have a very special event called Issues in the News. There is, I don't know if, do you remember the film, the documentary film Newtown? About
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so the filmmaker Kim Snyder, who's currently working on a new documentary about Parkland, the mass shooting in Parkland. And in between, she made a film called Lesson from a School Shooting, Notes from Dunblane. And that's a beautiful short film that ties together a mass shooting over about 20 years ago in Scotland, in Dunblane, Scotland, with the one in Newtown, and how the two religious leaders in both communities connected. So we're showing the film. We're going to have a panel after that with the filmmaker, as well as from some fathers and students and activists from Newtown, as well as other activists from about subject of gun control. And we will also show never-before-seen clips from the new documentary about Parkland, the Parkland shooting. So it's going to be a really special event, and one that I'm really looking forward to.
There's so much going on, and I'm interested. I think I ask you this question most years, but I'm interested in how you recommend it this year, of how you take it all in. You know, there's so much going on of the best way to take it all
right
in.
Well, first, it's a good idea to go on the website, woodstockfilmfestival.org. It's very informative. And if I didn't know that much about the festival and I was coming in, I would want to sample different things.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to go to just the films with the stars or just the foreign films. I would want to see something from the Netherlands or from Israel and the Julie Taymor movie, and go to a panel and go to see some of the shorts. So many great shorts. I would want to, in order to have a full experience, I would make my selection very diverse. And I would just try to immerse myself and hang around. And also, when you go to the festival, don't, as much as I want everybody to go to as many movies as possible, treat yourself also, walk around, go get a nice cup of coffee in one of the cafes, have lunch. You're bound to run to some of the celebrities and the attendees that are everywhere. And it's so, you know, it's so friendly and casual that, I mean, I can't tell you how many people tell me, oh, I had the longest conversation in the gas station as I was filling up, because this guy was just, you know, one of the celebrities was filling up gas, and they had a conversation, or in a coffee shop or on the street. It's very casual, and you know, you're bound to run into some of the people that you've always wanted to talk to, admired, wanted to learn about. So,
well, the way to start, as Mayara just mentioned, is woodstockfilmfestival.com. Woodstockfilmfestival.com is the website, and all the information is there. The schedule is there. You can print it out, make circles to, you know, figure out what you want to do, highlight stuff, all kinds of good things. Woodstockfilmfestival.com. It all happens October 10th through the 14th in Woodstock and environs. And Mayara Blaustein, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. I know you're extremely busy, and I thank you very much for coming up and telling us all about this great work.
I love being here.
Terrific.
Keep on calling and donate to WMC.
Thank you. WoodstockFilmFestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.